Welcome in. Today we're doing something that instantly makes beginner drum and bass drums feel more professional. Break chop storytelling across the arrangement. Because in DNB, a break isn't just a loop you leave running. It's a character. It shows up. It develops. It gets more intense. It peaks. And it transitions. And when you do that on purpose, your drums feel written, not pasted. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16-bar drop where the break evolves every 4 bars, using one sliced break in a drum rack, plus a simple stock processing chain to make it punchy, dark ready, and glued together. All right, let's set up. First, set your tempo somewhere between 172 and 176 BPM. I like 174. Keep it in 4/4. Now create 2 audio tracks. Name them Break RAW and Break Processed. This is a workflow thing. Raw is for clean editing and slicing. Processed is for the vibe and the mix chain. It keeps you from getting lost. Drag in a break sample. Amen, think, funky drummer, anything in that world. If it's funky and has clear transients, it'll work. Now we warp it. This part matters more than people think. If the break is warped badly, everything you do later will feel like it's flamming or dragging, and you'll fight the groove all day. Click the break clip and enable warp. Set warp mode to beats. For preserve, choose transients. Then try the envelope around 60 to 80%. That keeps tails under control so your break doesn't smear. Now find the true first transient. Usually it's the first kick. Right click and choose set 1.1.1 here. That's your anchor. Set the loop length to 1 bar first. Keep it simple. If the break clearly has a 2 bar feel, you can expand to 2 bars after it's stable. And here's the big beginner tip. Don't overwarp. Only add warp markers when you need them. Your main goal is simple. The snare should land cleanly on beats 2 and 4. Turn on the metronome and listen. The snare should smack right on the grid. Quick coach note, some breaks have a phase to them. Slightly lazy hats, a snare that sits a tiny bit late, and it actually feels good. Don't force perfect it if it grooves. Just make sure the backbeat is solid. If something feels wrong, don't redo the whole warp immediately. Sometimes it's better to fix timing later in MIDI, by nudging one note a few milliseconds. Cool. Now we slice. Right-click the warped audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients. Use the built-in slicing preset. Ableton will create a drum rack where each slice is a pad. Now open up one of the pads so you see Simpler. For each slice, set Simpler to one-shot mode. Turn on Snap, because clicks are the enemy of clean chops. And usually, turn Warp off inside Simpler for tighter transients. The audio clip is warped already. You don't need each slice time stretching again. If any slices click, give them a tiny fade out or shorten the decay a touch. Just enough to stop the pop without dulling the hit. Now, before we start writing patterns, we're going to make your life easier with a hero slice map. Beginners often end up with like 30 pads and no idea where anything is. So pick 5 hero slices and label them. Rename pads with CMD or Control R. Pick Kick A, Kick B, Snare A, Ghost, and Hat or Ride. You're not banning other slices, you're just giving yourself a reliable toolkit so your edits sound intentional, not random. One more really practical thing. Level your key slices inside the drum rack. Use Simpler's volume, or the pad chain volume, and make sure your main snares match each other, and your kicks don't jump wildly. Otherwise you'll get accidental fills just because one slice is louder. Now we build the storytelling toolkit. This is the mindset shift. You're not making one perfect loop. You're writing scenes. Create 4 1-bar MIDI clips on the drum rack track. A for main groove. B for variation. Fill for end of phrase. And hype, like a crashin' moment or a marker into a new section. Let's program A, the main groove. Start with the recognizable backbone. Put your main snare slice on beat 2 and beat 4. That's home base. Now add kicks that support the roll. Don't overthink it. Just make it feel like it's driving forward. Then add 1 or 2 ghost notes, usually quiet little snare bits between 2 and 4. This is where the funk lives. Now quantize, but don't sterilize. Select your notes and quantize to 1/16, but set the amount around 60 to 80%. If you slam it to 100, you often lose the human pull. And keep an eye on velocity. Velocity is your narrator. Main snare can stay pretty consistent, but your ghost notes should be quieter. If everything is the same velocity, it'll sound fake immediately. Now clip B, the variation. Rule of thumb. Keep 80% the same. Change 20%. 1 or 2 changes, not 10. Options, swap 1 kick slice for a different kick slice. Add an extra ghost right before beat 2 or 4. Remove 1 hit to create space. Or do a tiny stutter on the last 1/16 before the bar ends. If you want a clean advanced move that's still beginner-friendly, try call and response over two bars. Bar 1 is the normal groove. Bar 2 answers with the same kind of change in the same location each time, like always on the last beat. That repetition makes it feel like a motif, like the break is speaking. Now the fill clip. A fill is an end-of-phrase event. In DNB, common language is, the last half bar gets busier or you get a snare stutter or a reverse slice into the downbeat. Beginner fill recipe. Copy A. Then in the last two beats add one or two extra snare hits at a 1/16 rhythm, but lower their velocity so it doesn't turn into machine gun snare. And here's a trick to avoid machine gun vibes. Don't repeat the exact same snare slice. Alternate two similar snare slices. Snare then snare B. Even if they're close, it sounds more human. Now hype. This can beat a single iconic break hit, like a louder snare or flam, right before a new section. Or pair it with a crash on another track. The point is, it's a marker. It tells the listener, something is changing right now. Alright, now we arrange the story. We're building a 16-bar drop. The structure is, establish, develop, intensify, peak and transition. Bars 1 to 4, establish, mostly A. Keep it readable. The listener needs to lock in. Then on bar 4, do a tiny change. Even a small fill in the last beat is enough. Bars 5 to 8, develop. Now alternate and B, A, B, A, and at bar 8 you do a more obvious fill. This is your first okay, we're moving moment. Bars 9 to 12, intensify. Here's the rule. Add one extra edit per bar. Just one. A small stutter, an extra ghost, a kick swap. And use negative space once, like remove one hit briefly. Bass creates drama. Bars 13 to 16, peak and transition. Keep the energy high. This is where you use your best fill on bar 16, and right before bar 17. At a micro gap, even a 1/16 stop can hit insanely hard. Silence is a weapon in DNB. One more coach rule that helps a lot. Commit to one rule per drop. For example, in drop 1, variations only happen on bars 4, 8, and 16. That prevents random edits and makes the structure feel written. Then in drop 2, you can change the rule, like variations every two bars or ghost notes become more present. One clear evolution is better than 100 tiny confusing changes. Also, make a safety copy lane. Duplicate your drum rock MIDI track, mute it, and keep your clean A and B there. When you go too far with edits, you can copy back one bar instead of undoing 30 steps. Now let's make it sound like a record with stock processing. Route your break to break processed or just process the drum rack on a bus. But the chain is the same concept. First, EQ 8. High pass around 30 Hz to remove rumble. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz by like 2 or 3 dB. If it needs snap, as small lift around 4 to 8 kHz, like 1 to 2 dB. Subtle, then drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 15%. Crunch low, maybe 0 to 10%. Careful, damp around 10 to 30% to tame harshness. And keep boom off or extremely low. In drum and bass, your sub usually belongs to the bass, not the break. Then saturator. Analog clip or soft sign mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. That's a big part of getting density without spikes. Then glue compressor. Attack 3 to 10 ms. Release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Wear gluing, not squashing. Optional. Utility. If the break is too wide and messy, pull width down a bit, like 80 to 100% range. And keep the punch centered so layering later is easier. Now the secret sauce. Controlled variation automation. Instead of rewriting patterns forever, automate tiny changes across 8 or 16 bars. You can automate drum bus drive to rise later in the phrase, or a small EQ high shelf that gets brighter at the peak, or a tiny gain lift, like half a dB, into fills, or put an auto filter on the break and do a classic intro move, low pass around 6 to 10 kHz, then open it fully at the drop, so the break arrives. Also try this velocity trick. Keep your main snare velocity stable, but slowly raise only the ghost note velocities across 8 bars. Same rhythm, different intensity. That reads as energy, not randomness. Before we wrap, let's avoid the main traps. Don't overchop in bar 1. If you start at maximum chaos, you have nowhere to go. Respect phrasing. DNB speaks in 4, 8, and 16 bar sentences. Put bigger edits at the ends. Don't ignore velocity. And if you layer modern kick and snare later, make a decision about who leads. Carve space with EQ so they're not fighting. Now, Quick practice plan you can do in 15 minutes. Warp 1 break tight at 174. Slice 2 drum rack by transients. Make a, B, fill, and a second fill if you want. Arrange the 16 bar drop. Bars 1 to 4 mostly with a tiny bar for moment. Bars 5 to 8 A and B alternating with a fill at 8. Bars 9 to 12 add 1 extra edit per bar. Bars 13 to 16 peak with your best fill and a micro stop. Then add a Q8, drum bus, saturator, glue. And here's the success check. Mute the bass and music. If the drum arrangement still feels like it's going somewhere, you nailed the storytelling. That's break chop storytelling. Planned evolution. Establish. Develop. Intensify. Peak and transition. A, B, fill, hype. Small changes placed at the right moments. If you tell me which break you used and whether you're layering a modern kick and snare, I can suggest a tight rolling 8-bar pattern and where to put one signature motif, so your whole arrangement feels even more written.